Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, January 2nd, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Polish Foreign Minister Zbigniew Rau took on a new international role yesterday as Poland took over the chairmanship of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE. As one foreign ministry official explained, the OSCE is a forum for debate between European countries, as well as the United States and Russia. Poland's 2022 presidency is set to focus on addressing international conflicts, climate change, and post-pandemic crises. Over the summer, Rau declared that ensuring a peaceful resolution to the Russian-Ukrainian conflict would be one of the priorities of Poland's presidency of the OSCE. The issue has risen in importance after Russia issued demands last month for enhanced security guarantees from NATO and the United States and continues to amass troops on the Ukrainian border. President Duda urged the unvaccinated to get their COVID-19 shots in his New Year's message as Poland grapples with a fourth wave of the pandemic and braces for a surge in infections driven by the new Omicron variant. Duda began his statement by expressing profound sympathy to those bereaved in the pandemic and thanking the thousands of doctors, nurses, and paramedics for their enormous effort and dedication to saving the lives of their compatriots. He then went on to reiterate his appeal to residents to take advantage of the easy availability of vaccines as an opportune occasion to protect our own life and health, but also the health of others. Duda finished his statement by reminding residents that it is up to us how quickly we defeat the pandemic. Stricter traffic rules and tougher fines for drivers went into effect yesterday in a bid to improve road safety in Poland. According to Poland's Deputy Infrastructure Minister, Rafał Weber, stricter fines have been introduced to discourage the most dangerous behaviors on the road. Under the new rules, the maximum fine for traffic offenses goes up from 5,000 zloty, or roughly 1,080 euro, to 30,000 zloty, or roughly 6,500 euro. Those breaking the speed limit by more than 30 kilometers per hour will be subject to a minimum fine of 800 zloty. The new rules also introduce more legal protection for pedestrians. Drivers failing to respect pedestrians at crosswalks will face a fine of no less than 3,000 zloty, representing the first significant increase in traffic fines in years. Experts believe the move could potentially result in fewer accidents at crosswalks if the new measures are enforced properly by the police. Cezary Kulesza, head of the Polish Football Association, recently announced that Poland will name the new coach of its national soccer team on January 19th. The announcement by Kulesza came just after Poland's governing body for football formally terminated the contract of Paulo Sousa, Poland's Portuguese manager, who had been in charge of the team since January 2021. Sousa had asked to leave his role by mutual consent after being offered a job by Brazilian club Flamengo, according to officials. Polish media outlets have speculated that Sousa could be replaced by former boss Adam Nawalka or Marek Papszun, who currently manages domestic top-flight side Raków Częstochowa.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cold and wet with a good chance of rain showers throughout the day and winds coming in from the southwest. Temperatures will peak at a high of 9 degrees centigrade or 48 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping slightly to an overnight low of 6 degrees centigrade or 43 degrees Fahrenheit. Tomorrow will again be rainy and overcast with a chance for more snow later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.